This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Joining me in the studio, I've got this fabulous young man, Tyler Dunseith, who is here to talk about Hamilton Book Month. Tyler, tell us a little bit about yourself, because normally I'm talking to Catherine or Gail, but they've sent you in. Tell me a little bit about how you're involved.
I managed to get involved through Waikato Uni, through their internship program, in which the uni said, hey, you should probably go do this. And I thought, that sounds like a wonderful idea. Let me go help.
It's great. So what are you studying?
So I'm studying economics and management at the uni with a minor in marketing. Having a great time.
So this was a way to get involved in a public event and bring those marketing and sort of business skills into it.
Exactly, yeah.
That's so great. And so Hamilton Book Month. The organisers, Catherine Wallace is the main organiser behind it now, supported by Gail Pittaway, who was one of the original partners in Hamilton Book Month, and also other volunteers. But they've sent you along. Tell us about what's coming up, because we absolutely love this event.
Well, we've got 18 events on the calendar for this month, ranging from all sorts, from workshops to panels. There's events at the libraries, there's events at Trust Waikato, there's something for pretty much everyone of every age. If you're interested in books, you're probably going to love it.
So across the month, we've got the big panels, isn't there? They're the big events.
Yes.
So give us a few highlights of what we've got, particularly, I guess, coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, within the next couple of weeks, we've got a Health Journeys panel, which is with Julie Legg, Suzanne Miller and Karina McCarty talking about ADHD and OCD, with a little bit of autism there as well. We've got Hearts and Pages with some really well-renowned authors, Nalini Singh and Catherine Robertson, who will be talking about romance and writing.
Now, Nalini Singh's a huge name, isn't she?
Massive name.
Do you think, I mean, Tyler, it might not be your genre, I'm not sure, but with Nalini Singh, she is internationally renowned, isn't she?
Yes.
And so prolific and productive and successful.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Absolutely massive output from her. Yeah. I don't understand how she's managed to write as many wonderful books as she has in such a short amount of time.
And then people will maybe familiar too with Catherine Robertson. Catherine Robertson's written a couple of really, I've read one of hers about a bay. They're fun, set in New Zealand. They're light, but not without kind of character and depth. And Catherine's had a career, and now I think she's writing full-time. I'm pretty sure. So she's, you know, she's coming in under that, into this Hearts and Pages, which is, so that one's on the 7th of August. Health Journey's on the 6th of August. I think a lot of people will be interested in that. We've got, you know, a lot of neuro-spicy folk in our world, haven't we?
Yes. I mean, you're listening to one right now.
And so finding ways and tips, I guess, so the people speaking on that panel, have they been writing about this?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Multiple books from them in which talking about all sorts, and then coming together, having a panel, having a conversation, in which it's a free event. Anyone can come along. We welcome you to come along, in fact. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's brilliant. And look, that is something I think we need to emphasise, is that aside from the workshops, which really are a bespoke sort of 3-hour training lesson with a nice morning tea and things, and they're very reasonably priced, led by our authors, very reasonably priced at $30. Pretty much, I mean, everything else for Hamilton Book Month is provided to the community for free. So that includes Hearts and Pages on the 7th of August at the Central Library. It includes Health Journeys on the 6th of August up at the Rototuna Library, and all of the other panels that are taking place across the month. I think one of the things I wanted to talk about, Tyler, were those workshops. And I know after 9 o'clock, I'm going to be chatting with Steph Green, who's got a workshop tomorrow. Now,
yes.
These fill up really fast, but I understand there might be a couple of
spots. A couple. If you want to get in, I would recommend getting in fast, because there are only a couple of spots left.
Great. So if you want to know, the title of that one is called How to Rock Your Marketing in 2026, and you'll be hearing from Steph yeah, after 9 o'clock. She is self-published and has some pretty incredible websites and some good insights into how to actually do this and learn, you know, get your books out there. The other thing that we've got coming up next week is a film.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful film with Joy Cowley, who's a New Zealand author, in which we've posted the trailer recently on our socials. It looks to be an absolute wonderful, wonderful time.
Now, that one is a paid event because you're going off to watch a movie. You've got refreshment options. You do have to book again through the Hamilton Book Month website, and I'll get Tyler to give us those details at the end. What are some of the other things that you're looking forward to over the month, Tyler?
Personally, I'm really looking forward to the Blokes Book Club, because at the moment when I talk about books, it's only with my girlfriend, so I'm looking forward to talking to other people about books. Apart from that, really looking forward to the poetry workshop we've got all the way at the end of the month with Siobhan Harvey.
So Siobhan Harvey's coming also, I think, as a speaker?
Yes. Yeah. Workshop.
Just doing the workshop. So she's there for the craft of poetry. Well, look, let's do a bit of a run through. So we've got How to Rock Your Marketing tomorrow. We've got Joyful and Fearless at the movies that you do have to register for on Tuesday. I've got my ticket for that. Health Journeys on the 6th of August, Hearts and Pages on the 7th. Then the romance writing. So the workshop for that, which has been conducted, I think, by Catherine Robertson. So the chance to be in front of a published author to learn from her. The following week, Blokes Book Club coming up. That's at the Lido Foyer. This is a regular gig, actually. It's not just for Book Month. But obviously they're really great if we can get more blokes along to that. Then Aotearoa in Bloom, which is up at the Central Court at Hamilton Gardens. That's tell us a little bit about that one, Tyler. What do we know about Aotearoa and Bloom?
Well, the first thing to know, in terms of registering, you don't have to register. There is a $10 cash at the door sort of policy. But apart from that, that looks to be a great time, because not only are you in the Hamilton City Gardens, you also get to hear from two of our wonderful authors from within New Zealand talking about, well, native New Zealand.
Yeah. It's a great one for the gardeners, but anyone interested in that sort of thing. We've got Fiction Three Ways. I'm intrigued by this. That one's at the Waikato Museum. And I do love the way Hamilton Book Month is using our libraries, using our public spaces. But Fiction Three Ways, that's on Friday the 14th of August. Tell us about that one.
So that's three authors and going to be chaired by Tina Shaw, in which we've got three of our wonderful authors talking about their books and writing fiction, and we've got Tina just kind of organising that entire conversation as it comes together.
So they're often quite good, aren't they, where you've got the authors but you've got somebody, you know, directing traffic and helping, and maybe some readings from the work and things happening for that too.
Yeah.
One of the things, and there's Clause and Effect, which is a writing workshop the following day. So the pattern for Hamilton Book Month is often that you'll go to the event on the Friday night and then there's a workshop the next day, which is a really clever way of using our visitors who are coming to the city for this, using our guests.
Yes.
I can spot something that I know a little bit about, which is the literary pub quiz. So Gail Pittaway and I, after years of very sterling service from Richard Swainson and Janine Swainson-Betts, they've handed over the reins, basically, so that can be picked up by someone else. And so Gail Pittaway and I are going to be wrangling the quiz mistresses for the literary pub quiz. It will be everything from Spot to Shakespeare. You know, we're not afraid to go a bit lowbrow, so don't fear if you want to come along to that. It's always a great night. You can grab a meal at the Londoner and sort of sit with your table and have a bit of fun. And we're not planning a long late night, because, you know, frankly, you know, it's a Thursday and none of us are getting any younger. But so that'll be good fun. What else has caught your eye, Tyler?
Well, I've just seen Performance in the Act of Writing, which is a conversation with Dr. David Coventry and Dr. Tracy Slaughter, in which the pair will be talking about Coventry's book, Performance. In which that looks to be a wonderful time because, if I'm not mistaken, Coventry is currently our writer-in-residence at the Waikato Uni.
That sounds great. And so that's leading in, of course, to poetry and, you know, talking about, and Tracy Slaughter's obviously has written a lot of poetic work in the last, well, over her career, and some novellas as well. So I like this idea of the performance element of that.
Yes.
There's a panel coming up about memoir.
Yes.
Telling our own and others' stories. Memoirs, a really popular genre.
I think
everybody probably has a memoir or has a story in them.
Yes.
And so that's a really popular genre. And that will be, I think, one that I've had my eye on actually is also the, trying to find it in here, the one with
The Agile Storyteller.
Mike McRoberts,
yes.
And
Charlotte Glennie.
Yes. Yeah.
That is Mike McRoberts from the news, by the way.
Yeah, the Mike McRoberts.
Yes.
Guru, Matua. We love him. So he's coming. They're obviously talking specifically about telling stories, aren't they?
Yes.
And so that's about the, taking a journalistic approach, I think, to finding and gathering stories, but also they've both written their own memoir, haven't they?
Yes.
So, and then Charlotte is taking a workshop the next day. Do we know what the bookings are like for that one? Because
they're looking pretty strong. Again, it's one of those things in which if you're interested, get in when you can.
So definitely encourage people to jump onto the Hamilton Book Month website. The workshops do fill up. They are just so reasonably priced for the calibre of the instruction that you'll be getting over that period of time. And I know, because I'm on a bit of wrangling behind the scenes, that you're going to have very nice morning teas as well. So, great access to them. Tyler, it's going to be a busy month for you. What have the team got you doing as the intern?
I'm doing all sorts. I'm coming in to talk to you on the radio. I'm currently organising all of our social media. I'm going to be at events taking photos of everything. I will be here, there and everywhere doing whatever anyone needs in order to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
That sounds perfect. What are you wanting people to do if they come along to events with your marketing hat on?
Yes.
What would you like people to do in terms of, I don't know, sharing or talking about the event?
Well, if anyone's looking to come to any of these, we definitely recommend talking to others about it, because, you know, if you want to come along in a group, it's much more fun when you're coming along with people you know. Otherwise, when you're at the events, come say hi. I'll take a nice pretty picture with you and the authors. It's always going to be fun.
Great. So where can people find out more?
So people can currently find out more either on the Hamilton Book Month Facebook or Instagram page, otherwise at hamiltonbookmonth.com.
Tyler Dunsey, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about Hamilton Book Month. I'm really looking forward to it. I have packed the interview schedule over the next couple of weeks, over the next month, with really great authors. So I'm really looking forward to talking to them on air. And you'll be sharing that audio on your platforms.
Will.
Look, so thanks so much for coming in and all the best for your busy month.
Cool. Thank you.
That's Tyler Dunseth there, who's the intern from Waikato Uni, working with the Hamilton Book Month crowd on their annual event.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.